Tommy Tuberville, Radical Islamic Extremism, One of Greatest Threats. America Risks Losing Its Identity. By Jasmine Jordan on October 9, 2025. Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, delivered remarks on the Senate floor warning that radical Islamic extremism continues to pose a grave danger to the United States. Invoking past terrorist attacks and urging renewed vigilance against the spread of extremist ideology at home and abroad. Speaking before the Senate on Wednesday, Senator Tommy Tuberville recounted the deadly consequences of radical Islamic terrorism over the past two decades and pointed out that the threat remains active both overseas and within the United States. 24 years ago, September 11, 2001, nearly 3,000 innocent Americans were murdered in a coordinated terrorist attack carried out by radical Islamic extremism, Tuberville remarked. Those of us who lived through that day remember exactly where we were when those planes hit the buildings. That day changed this country forever. The Alabama senator listed several attacks he observed reflecting the ongoing presence of extremist ideology in America, including the 2009 Fort Hood shooting, the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing, the 2015 San Bernardino attack, the 2016 Orlando nightclub shooting, the 2019 Pensacola Naval Air Station attack, and a 2025 truck attack on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. These attacks, they weren't just against people, he declared. They were an all-out assault on Western culture, freedom, and the values that we hold dear. Tuberville condemned what he described as policy failures that allowed suspected terrorists to enter the U.S., claiming that thousands of people on the suspected terrorist watch list were allowed to enter this country over the past 4 years. He contended the ideology of radical Islam, combined with Sharia law, was anti-American and called on other states to follow Texas in barring its implementation. There is only room for one law in this country, and that's the Constitution of the United States of America, he asserted. The senator referenced the October 7, 2023 Hamas terrorist attack in Israel, which left more than 1,200 people dead, including 40 Americans. He criticized members of Congress who he charged refused to condemn these heinous crimes, adding, "These two members were elected to represent American citizens. And they are sympathizing with Islamic terrorists instead." He drew comparisons to Europe, noting that the U.S. could face similar instability if it fails to act. "If we aren't careful, the United States will look like Europe in 10 years or less," he cautioned. "Mass migration has destroyed their society. There is no freedom of speech, crime is through the roof. And openly anti-Semitic, pro-Hamas riots have become a regular occurrence." Tuberville also condemned the treatment of women in nations governed by Sharia law, describing practices such as forced child marriage and restricted education. "In Muslim countries that follow Sharia law, it is considered normal for women to be raped, trafficked, and forced to marry as young as the age of 6, he said. "Everyone, but especially feminist groups, should be outraged about this horrible abuse of women." He cited reports of Christian persecution in Nigeria, claiming that more than 62,000 Christians have been slaughtered since 2000 by radical Islamic terrorists. He added, "This extreme ideology is straight from the pit of hell, and it has no place in American society." Tuberville emphasized that his remarks were not about partisanship but national preservation. "This isn't about a Republican or Democrat issue. It's an American issue," he stressed. "If we don't take a stand now, our way of life, our Christian values, our freedoms, and our national identity will disappear." The Alabama senator's comments follow his prior calls for stronger national defense and moral leadership. In previous remarks reported by Breitbart News, Tuberville affirmed that both the United States and Israel face a fight of good versus evil, underscoring the need to stand strong with Israel and strengthen our shared common values. He also took issue with the Biden administration's foreign policy approach toward Iran, arguing it had emboldened adversarial regimes while contributing to rising instability in the Middle East. On the Senate floor, Tuberville concluded his speech by urging immediate action to prevent the spread of extremist ideology. "Now is the time to act," he implored. "Because if we don't, we will lose this country as we know it. It will be gone."